Now, chapter 39. We have here, then, that Hezekiah plays the fool, and that's the way I've labeled this. And there's a tremendous thing that takes place here, the transfer of power from Assyria and out of Babylon. We'll see that. Verse 1. At that time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he'd heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And this is very interesting here. Merodach actually means the rebel, and Baladan means not the Lord. And his full name means, therefore, the rebel, not the Lord. And back of this king, of course, is Nimrod, the founder of Babylon, and Satan, who is the real rebel against God. He's the god of this world. And this man now comes with flattery. These ambassadors that were sent over, they brought a letter, and they flattered Hezekiah. They said, "Why, the king of Babylon's been concerned about you. And so he's sending over a gift to rejoice." And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, all the house of his armor, all that was found in his treasures. Now, this man at this time, you see, had not lost very many of the riches that Solomon and David had gathered. And we're told in 2 Chronicles 32:27-28, "And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor. He made himself treasures of silver and gold, for precious stone, spices, for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels, storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts, and coats for flocks." Now, what you have here is something quite interesting. This man, Hezekiah, now receives the embassage that's come from Babylon. They flatter him. "King's glad you got well. Here's a gift for you, and here's a letter from him. Get well card." And instead of taking this letter and opening it before the Lord like he did the one from Assyria, he put this aside, and he received these, and they flattered him. And so he thought, "Well, I'll just show them around." And he gave them the VP treatment. And he gave them the tour of the grounds of Jerusalem. And actually, Solomon had cornered the gold in the world in that day. He'd cornered the market and quite a few other things. And it was there, stored away in Jerusalem. And this man, Hezekiah, foolishly showed it to this embassage. They made note of it. And they went back to Babylon. They said to the king, "When you get strong enough, we know where you could get all the money, all the gold and the silver and the jewels you'll need to carry on war, stored away over there in Jerusalem." And he made a big mistake, because Isaiah heard what was happening. And in verse 3, "Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, What said these men? From whence came they unto thee? Hezekiah said, They're come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon." He says, isn't that wonderful? But that's not what this man Isaiah said. "Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah," verse 5, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that's in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried away to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord." This man played the fool, you see. He should never have done this. And this man Hezekiah said, "When will this take place?" Isaiah said, "Won't take place in your day." And then this man Hezekiah says a strange thing. He says, "Well, I'm glad it won't take place in my day. But what about his son and his grandson and his great-grandson? For it did take place in their day, by the way." This was literally fulfilled. Hezekiah, his life was extended 15 years. Was it good? No, it was not good. He played the fool. Three terrible things took place during those 15 years.